Robert Puentes is the president of the Eno Center, a nonprofit transportation think tank in Washington, D.C.
The ability to get workers to work is a major consideration. And in cities, states, and metros across the country, the emergence and the reliability of public transit is a key consideration.
Puentes says three cities are doing a good job with regional transit: Seattle, where Amazon's primary headquarters are located, Minneapolis, and the city the New York Times says would be Amazon's best bet, Denver. Greg Griffin is a business editor at the Denver Post. He says 20 years ago, his city didn't have much in the way of light rail. But Denver's been working more than a decade to solve that.
You can get to the airport from downtown by rail. You can get down to the main business parks in the southeast part of town. You can get around the metro area pretty well now by rail.
Cobb County's chamber chairman was recently quoted saying Metro Atlanta would be a great home for Amazon's second headquarters if only we had a better transit system. For decades, Cobb's been characterized as being averse to mass transit. County Commissioner Bob Ott says he believes Cobb is now in a transportation transition.
I think that the commission and the community, the businesses and things like that are all taking a look at, you know, what type of transit or, you know, what works for Cobb.
Ott says he's currently working on an internal review of transportation countywide. Miranda Hawkins, WABE News.